1.3 billion Indians woke up today to a very different reality. They can't go outside. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi issued a total ban on leaving homes. Modi gave the dramatic order in a speech to the nation just hours before it took effect. Modi said that these actions will determine how much India can minimize the impact of this disaster. Officially, India only has about 550 cases of the coronavirus. As the country now settles into lockdown, a looming question is whether its healthcare system will be prepared for what's next. Keshav Desiraju is former Secretary of Health and Family Welfare to the government of India. He's in Chennai.
Our public health systems usually respond well in emergencies, surprisingly well, especially when compared to normal times. But this particular emergency, I think, has caught us unawares.
China, just next door, reported its first case back in December. Did the Indian government wait too long to make this move to lock down the entire country? And was it made even more draconian because of this wait?
Enough testing was not done in time because, as you said, reports came out of China in December. But even by the end of January, there was enough information available. You know, the first flights out of China, it was reported in the Indian press that, you know, Indians in China were coming back. But at that stage, testing was not done or not done on a much larger scale. It was just people who showed several of the sort of symptomatic features were identified for testing. Whereas if you ask me, pretty much everyone who was coming in off an international flight should have been, you know, in some manner, you know, if not fully tested, you know, checked out.
One crucial problem for countries facing the coronavirus pandemic right now is hospital capacity. Does India have enough hospital beds to deal with the number of patients who may be infected?
Well, if a tough decision is taken to take over beds in private hospitals, we would have substantially more than we do now. There are huge private hospitals, and as of now, I haven't heard that, you know, they have been requisitioned by government, which government can do using existing legal provisions. But I think that decision will need to be made, because if we didn't do this, a very large number of poor people would simply not have access to treatment.
Yeah, and that, I know, is a big concern for poor people in India. So, I mean, where are they going to be, say, a month from now?
Well, it's a very good question. You know, the other important aspect here is that there is a huge informal sector. You know, people who work for daily wages. And, you know, what they eat tonight depends on what they've earned during the day. Now, across India's cities and towns, people like this have been thrown out of work. Now, are they continuing to live in the cities? Are they going back to their homes in the villages? Where, as we know, treatment is not as good as it is in the cities, at least. These are questions to which I myself don't have clear answers right now. People who are being laid off from work, the government has given instructions that people should be paid, even if they are being laid off work. But I don't know if this is happening, because there is a lot of movement back to the villages that is being reported. So it's a bit of a mess.
What keeps you awake at night right now?
Completely independent of this discussion on the pandemic. You know, for years, people have been saying that India has not been investing enough in the health sector. Alma Ata in 1978 asked for 3% of the GDP, which, of course, we have not reached. We are somewhere near 1.1, even in the current financial year. So everyone knows that we have not invested enough in strengthening public structures, which is why there is this very strong feeling that at a time of crisis, though Indians have a capacity to cope and Indians have a capacity to rally around in some manner, it's going to be very hard. It's hard enough for people who are at homes under lockdown. It's much more difficult for doctors and nurses who are at the front line.
Keshav Desiraju is a former Secretary of Health and Family Welfare to the government of India. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.